Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of. What are you doing?
I got it. Continue. Go.
Well, now with the feedback.
Speak. Nobody can hear but you.
No, everybody can hear that.
No, they can't hear it.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Today is October 7th.
About to be the
8th. 2020.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
I come with sad tidings and very disappointed. Very upset. There's
no justice. No justice, no peace.
Like, go ahead. Give them the breaking news. Wait. Give them the breaking news. That breaking news music. Well, I was already there.
We're going to tell you all here first. The cop who killed George Floyd, the murderer who killed George Floyd, has been released on bail today. Derek Chauvin is out on a $1
million bail. $1 million.
The crazy part is that the conditions of his bail is he has to have no direct contact with the victim's family. He's not allowed to work in law enforcement or security, and he cannot leave the state without court's permission. And his court date is until March 8th, 2021.
Wait, did he put up 10%?
He did.
Was it 10% of $1 million?
$100,000. Yep.
Where did this cop get $100,000 from?
Because actually, I think his bail was set back in July, but he just came up with the money to post bail.
But bail?
Because I told you
bail on a murder charge.
When I was investigating this, I heard it at work. I was about to leave work, and it said breaking news. Up next on the 4 o'clock news, Chauvin was released on bail today. I'm like, what? And I looked it up, and then people, like, somebody had to GoFundMe to help get this guy out of jail, to come up with $100,000 to get this guy out of jail. Needless to say, the only person who donated was the person who set up the GoFundMe account, and he only put $20 in. But people actually think, but this, the fact that he's out on bail makes me really think this guy's going to get off.
So do I.
I really believe this guy's going to get away with murder. He was charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter, and he's out on bail.
Out? When do you get bail for manslaughter or murder? How do you kill somebody?
I guess you do.
How do you kill somebody, go to jail for a couple months, and then get bail?
3 months at that. You went to jail for like 3 months, and I guess that's police privilege. You know, because if that was a civilian, they wouldn't have gotten bail.
If it was
no way,
your everyday man,
a civilian would have got the death penalty.
I mean, there is no such thing as bail for a murder charge.
This is crazy. He is out on bail, and he's in Minnesota.
He's just
not allowed to leave the state of Minnesota. So I would not be shocked if we hear in the next couple of days Derek Chauvin was murdered in his home.
I don't know. I mean, I don't wish death on anybody, but...
No, but there's a lot of, like, his murder sparked a public outrage, like...
A public outrage? It was a freaking universal world protest that this man sparked.
Yes.
Billions of dollars in property damage.
Does Derek
lives calls from fucking rioters and protesters and people fucking looting, people getting killed, all sparked because of this man.
Yeah.
And you let him out.
You let
him out.
There is people out here there that believe that Derek Chauvin was innocent. There's a lot of people out there that believe that that.
That he OD'd, right? He OD'd, or he had a heart attack. Or whatever the case may be. It's just like so.
That believe that the man is innocent. But there's also, I believe there's more people out there that saw what they saw and watched the murder.
I don't care if people think he's innocent, okay? Like, if, say, reverse the roles. If I killed a man, like he killed a man, intentionally or not, it has to be, it's
well,
it's murder.
If this man is not on witness protection, did you see what they did to his home?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they destroyed his house. Destroyed it.
So he's probably staying at his mom's house?
Destroyed it. Like, his wife left him because of this whole incident.
They destroyed his house?
Destroyed his house here and in Florida. They wrote spray painted murderer all over it. They trashed it. Like, they destroyed his house. I'll show you a picture of it. Like, they destroyed his houses.
Oh, well,
and
yeah.
Not just that, but isn't he a flight risk because he ran to
yeah,
Florida?
Yeah, he did. Didn't he
already?
Run to, oh, shit, sorry. Didn't he run to Florida in the first place?
Yeah, he ran to Florida already. So how can they put somebody out on bail who already ran?
Yeah, seriously. I'm sure he had to turn his passport over and all.
Oh, yeah,
but
he's not allowed to leave the state of Minnesota.
But how do you fucking have bail walking around freely after you murdered a man?
On camera. World to
say. One of the biggest outraged. This was bigger than the Rodney King thing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Bigger.
This just brought up the fact that how the world is. Like, this is his house in Minneapolis. That's just
vandalized.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's what they did to his house, he was in jail when they did this. Imagine what they're going to do to his house when they know he's there.
And people might start harassing him.
They threw shit on his walls.
Yeah.
Evil hides behind this badge. Like, he deserved it. But they really destroyed his house. I don't know what's going to happen to the city of Minnesota when they find out. This man was released at 11 o'clock today from whatever jail he was in. He paid his bail and they let him go. He was out for a couple hours before they notified anybody that he was out on bail. So I heard about it on the 4 o'clock news and he had gotten out at 11. So I guess they gave him time to run. Find somewhere to go and hide.
But he can't run. Nothing I have a problem with? The fact that his court date is pushed back so freaking far.
And you know why they did that? Because of what happened after Breonna Taylor's court date. I think the same thing is going to happen. I think they know this man is going to get
if
off.
If this man gets off.
And they're pushing it so far back because they hope that by that time next year in 2021, people have other things to worry about. And they won't be worried about their event anymore.
Nope.
That's why. And they're trying.
He ain't getting away with this one.
They're actually trying to try have the all four cops on trial on the same day at the same time. Because the other three cops were arrested and they already posted bail a long time ago. For their bail was $750,000. They already posted that a long time ago. So, I don't even know. It's just disgusting.
I don't know. I'm just sad.
Look at Tom Brady's house in Tampa.
Wow.
It just came up out of nowhere. I don't know why. But...
wow. Good for Tom.
All right. Be nice.
Once again, Derek Chauvin. Chauvin has been released on bail. $1 million bail.
He's in Minnesota somewhere, so whoever's listening, all our Minnesota fans, he's back in your hometown. He's not allowed to have a badge, but he's back there.
So I guess he can go on with his everyday life, but George Floyd can't.
No.
You know? Like, what do you mean you can't do this, and that? Like, what? This guy's free.
Well,
he's free.
Well, that's what they said. The system of due process works.
No, this
Derek
is the fucking police union, man.
Yeah, but listen.
This has to be the work of the police union. I don't understand how that still even works for him. They fired him.
This system of due process worked for Derek Chauvin and afforded him his freedom while he awaits trial. George Floyd was denied due process when his life was ended over $20. $20.
Makes no sense.
The man was killed over
makes
$20.
No sense. Or you can look and listen to what certain people, like, you know, we won't say many names, or you can think that this guy induced a heart attack or he OD'd. Just make up your mind, one or the other.
I mean, I'm sure the police union was behind that because
it had to be
at the time.
How does a man get a bail for murder? Murder.
Because he had a good lawyer.
No, his broke ass can't afford a lawyer. That's the police union.
We don't know that he's broke. But I'm sure
he's a cop. He's broke.
He's not anymore. He's a fired cop.
What makes it even worse?
He's a fired cop.
A fired cop.
But
a fired cop can somehow come up with $1 million to post bail.
No, $100,000. $100,000.
Okay, 10% to post bail.
Yeah, they just put their house. They put their house up as collateral.
I don't care.
But
I don't care.
At the time,
unacceptable.
At the time of this incident, he was a police officer, so he probably does have the police union backing him, and that just goes to show that police have favoritism over civilians, like, because that would never have happened if he wasn't a police officer.
Would he be on the streets if he wasn't a cop?
I bet you if I looked up the guys who killed Ahmaud Arbery, if they're in jail still.
They're still in jail.
They are, and they were denied bail.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the only reason he was given bail is because he was a former cop.
If they weren't cops, if he wasn't a cop, or all of them, if they weren't cops, would they still be in jail?
Of course.
Okay. Enough said. Enough said. There's nothing else to discuss. Police have to be held accountable for their actions.
Well, they don't.
That's all anyone wants. Nobody wants special treatment. Nobody wants Black Lives Matter over everybody else's lives. Nobody wants none of that. All people want is the police to be held accountable for their actions.
What's going
to
happen with this case right
murder
now.
Murder is murder, no matter if a cop does it or not.
I can see what's going to happen with this case right
if
now.
If they get
it's
off, y'all,
like,
this is going
to
be bad.
It's going to be like R. Kelly back in the day, where he got charged, but it took so long for him to get to court that by the time he went to court, people forgot about it and they didn't care anymore. This is going to be the same thing. His court date is March 8, 2021. It'll get postponed and postponed and postponed and postponed to the point where the public doesn't forget about it because they've gone on with their life and other things have happened since then. That's what George Floyd's team is, not Derek Chauvin's team is trying to do. They're trying to make people forget about it. So I guarantee that March 8, 2021 court date will be postponed. I guarantee it. It'll be pushed back and pushed back so people don't think about it anymore. They're not talking about it anymore. Everyone forgets about it. I bet you that happens, and then the man gets off. It's coming. You already see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to get off.
Yeah.
For murder.
It's ugly, man. It's ugly. But I have nothing else to say. Like, I'm just sick of it. I have nothing else to say. I'm done. You have anything else to say? Well, congratulations to Derek Chauvin. Derek Chauvin. Congratulations on getting the fuck out on bail. Somehow the fuck you got out on bail. Like, what the fuck is this country coming to, yo? This is spitting in the face of every protester, every fucking person that protested for George Floyd in America.
What? I mean,
this is a joke.
They are. Who do you blame this on, though?
The system. The racist system that's set up and allowed cops to kill fucking people with impunity and just get away with it with no consequences.
Well, like I said, it starts with our leaders and our leader, Donald.
Yeah, our neighborhood leaders. Listen. I'm not even going there.
Police.
Who cares? Fuck what he backs. What Pence and Trump back, okay? I'm talking about these Democratic states.
Is that a Democratic state? Minnesota.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure about that.
Positive,
because we had some rednecks calling.
Democratic states, Democratic governor, Democratic mayor, Democratic everything.
We had some rednecks,
and still these
freaking,
and still these cops are still getting off without punishment. Still getting away without punishment. Doesn't matter. You saw what happened in New Jersey, Democratic state, Democratic governor,
you
Democratic mayor.
Out right now, they don't give a fuck about the protesters.
It's not even
care.
About the protesters. It's about the people. I'm talking
about
the people.
They don't care about the people.
What I'm talking about is the people.
They don't
people.
Care about the people. The
when
people are the protesters. The people are the ones
killed,
in the street.
If the people are
change,
killed by
they
officers
don't care.
Unjustly, and there's nothing happens to them. Nothing happens to them.
It's been happening every day since this incident.
Nothing
they don't
happens.
Care. They don't care. The powers that be don't give a fuck about us people.
Well, I said that. We need to change that. We need to change that. Who thinks just because you're rich, that means you need to run? I'm tired of following the rich as a poor person. I'm tired of following the rich and still being poor.
Hire and elect better powers that be, the ones that are
people that have
right
your
now.
Interest. People that have your interest, not just some old rich white man.
This is the worst the country's ever been in my lifetime, and I'm 37. Like, I've never seen a country this bad ever.
We need a new form of
everything
from local leaders, from local leaders to the top, like.
Yes.
We need if the police need to be retrained, and
they need longer training. Like,
even if whatever something needs to be done with the training, and regardless if they're training or not, they still need to be held accountable for their actions.
You can't just hire any old Joe Schmo off the street and get him with that.
Where can you go? Where can you work at a job and get written up, screw up at the highest level on your job and get paid for it on a vacation and come back and act like it never even happened?
I mean, it happens all the time.
How can you kill freaking people? How can you kill somebody and it's acting like it never even happened?
That's the power of the badge. The power of the badge. They have the power to sweep anything under the rug and make it disappear. Or they can make the paperwork say whatever they want to make.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to draw the line. We're going to draw the line. Cops are fucking... Listen, if they can kill people and get away with it without fucking...
But they are.
Listen. If cops can kill people and get away with it without going to prison, cops can go around fucking raping bitches and shit and nothing will happen.
You think they're not? You really think they're not?
I'm not saying they're not.
You think they're not?
I'm just saying. If cops can use their gun and kill and get without... If cops can use their hand, their service weapon, and get away with it, prison or jail or even arrested or fired, then they can go around using their other gun in their pants.
Do it all the time.
And their pants.
Cops on the street don't do it.
In their pants, use their other gun, assuming that it's a male that I'm talking about. Use their junk and fucking go take some snatch from some female, and then nothing will happen. If you can kill and get away with it, you can do whatever you want. You can rape, you can steal, you can rob a bank, you can fucking do whatever you want.
But that makes you think that they're not doing that already. They are. Trust me, I've heard many, many stories about not robbing banks, but robbing people.
Yeah,
over.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that.
You think they're not raping motherfuckers? Like, oh, you want me to let you go? You better drop your drawers. I guarantee it's happening. I guarantee it. It's just not being reported.
I believe it too, man.
We got some
cops are fucking disgusting. Cops are disgusting. And you know what? What's even more disgusting? The fucking the judicial system that prosecutes in this country.
There is no faith.
Like, there is no faith. How can you have faith in something that fucking just lets animals just fucking beat animals and allow them to be animals because you're saying that you're trying to, because they're killing other animals.
And it was their first attempt, you know? Like, this guy was an animal.
Other unarmed animals.
He took this animal off the street.
Who cares?
He did the world a favor.
And that's how they look at it.
Yeah, that's how some people look at it. A lot of people, actually,
it's fucking sad, man.
A lot of people.
They don't care. They don't care about nobody. You know what? You know what's going to start happening?
The power of the badge is
really strong. People are going to say, fuck the badge. Fuck their badges.
They're not.
This is civil fucking war, man.
They already are.
This
you
is civil fucking war, man. Like you guys are.
They're just running up on cop cars and shooting the cops that are in them. It's
and that's ugly. Nobody needs that world. Like nobody wants to live in a world like that.
They shot up the house where it was a husband and wife. They're both Camden cops, and their newborn child was in a house. They shot up their house.
Nobody
in,
wants to live like
California,
that.
In California, they snuck up on a cop car that was parked on the side of the road and killed both officers. Like
nobody wants to live in a world like that, man.
Cars and killing cops.
Like, nobody wants to live in a world like that. Nobody wants to live in a world like that.
When you give people no other choice, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, well, because that they're taking vigilante justice in their own hands, and they're targeting innocent people.
Because we have our Kyle Rittenhouses out there who are...
Yeah.
Taking justice in their own hands, too.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't anybody else take justice?
Targeting protesters because they're rioting and looting, right?
Yeah, like,
so you go
themselves a mercenary in name of the cops.
And
that's
then,
okay.
And then you have people that are just going to be like, all right, well, these cops are going to keep killing people. We're going to start killing cops. And that's what's been happening. And it's like,
it's gonna get worse.
Unfortunately, it's unfortunate, but because it doesn't need to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. If the judicial system worked for the way it's supposed to work, like murder is murder, there is no...
No matter who you are.
Yeah, no matter who you are.
I don't care if you're the president of the United States or a police officer or a civilian.
Murder is murder.
And the charge should be the same for no matter who you are.
Murder is murder. That's it. When did murder stop becoming murder?
When you're a police officer.
And... that's basically it. I mean, murder's murder, but yet, except for when you're a police officer. License to kill. License to fucking kill. A license to kill, but then they want to boo-hoo when they get fucking attacked. Oh my God, 4 police officers were attacked. That's what? Okay. What did you expect?
Oh yeah, his bail was set June 8th. He only just now came up with the money to pay it.
Where the fuck did this guy get fucking $100,000 to get bail out?
He didn't have it 3 months ago. But
yeah.
When he said to
somebody fucking, it's the fucking man. Come on.
Somebody bailed him out. Absolutely.
Somebody bailed his ass
Absolutely.
Out, man. He didn't have it. He didn't have it a month ago, but now he has it 2 months. No,
June, July,
no,
August,
two months. He,
months.
2 months.
Four
2 months
months.
Later.
He didn't have it 4 months ago.
Come on, man. Come
he
on.
Hasn't had
for
it
real.
The whole time.
Come on. Come on. Whatever. Whatever. I'm sick of this country, man. It's just like there is no fucking justice for people.
Well, unless like somebody, I don't know.
They can do whatever.
Somebody's gonna like.
Let's just face it. Cops can do whatever they want to you.
They can, unless
they can do whatever they.
The only person that has the power to make them stop is either the mayor in each city or the president. And the
nah, man.
I'll tell you right now, Donald Trump is not going to do it.
Nah.
So it's going to have to come down to the mayors and the governors in each state.
Yes.
And they don't, not all of them care. Not all of them care.
If the police can do whatever they want to anybody they want, think about that.
Like,
is this not a free country?
No, it's not free.
Isn't it supposed to be fucking...
No, we have to pay to live here.
What happened to liberty and justice for all?
We pay to live here.
What happened to liberty and justice for all? What happened to liberty and justice for all?
You know, they say it's a free
Except
country.
For you're a cop.
They just charge you in taxes. Say you're free, but you have to pay taxes to live here.
I'm done. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Subscribe to the channel, Young Slim. YUN9SLIN.
SLIN.
Subscribe to. You can do the rest.
All right.
I'm just so sick of this bullshit.
Like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube, YUN9SLIN. If you don't put a space in there, you won't find us. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM 1224. If you follow us on Blog Talk Radio, it'll notify you when we're on. You can call in 516-387-1879. And don't forget to throw some money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. Buy a t-shirt, barbershoptalkradiostore.com. And again, follow us, like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. YUN9SLIM. That's all for now. Peace out.
It's gonna fucking sick.